Welcome to the IC Medan podcast. We are so glad and wanted to thank you for joining us today. If you want to know more about who we are, our service times and location, or how can you get involved, you can check our website at icmedan.com. We hope you enjoy the message.
All right. We're so happy to have some more time to hang out with you again this week, and happy to be there in your living room or wherever you're tuning in today. And, you know, I was just thinking this week, this is not normal. I mean, look around. It's not normal. It's not what we're used to. It's not what we've always done. Watching church at home, sitting there in your Disney princess pajamas, maybe eating your breakfast. It just doesn't feel normal. I mean, things closed up around the city. You can't go and eat in a restaurant. You can't go to the movie theater. You can't go to the gym. You can't just jalan-jalan around the mall. You know, I was thinking it's just, things are just not normal. Tell someone there sitting with you, you are not normal. Just tell them, you're not normal. They probably already know it. But tell them, that's why I love you. Because I think not being normal, I think that's something that we're called to, and that's what I want to talk about today. In these days, so many people are talking about normal. The word normal keeps coming up. When are things going to get back to normal? I can't wait till things get back to normal. I just want my normal life back. You may have said some of those things yourself there at home. I just want it to get back to normal. When will it be normal again? And I looked up the definition of normal this week. Normal, conforming to a standard, usual, typical, or expected. And when I read that definition, that doesn't sound like something I want in my life. So conforming to a standard, usual, typical, or expected. Usual, that's boring. Typical is lame. Expected is so expected. You know, it's just not exciting. There's nothing exciting about normal. And when I was thinking about this week, Jesus was none of those things. Jesus did not conform to the standard. Jesus was not usual or typical. He was not expected. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, we read this verse that reminds me of this. When I read that definition of normal, conforming to a standard, I thought about this verse. It says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Normal, conforming to a standard, but then we see this verse. We're not supposed to conform to the standard or the pattern of this world. And if we're not supposed to conform to normal, what are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be transformed to something more. We're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, being transformed into something beyond normal, something beyond usual, something beyond typical, something unexpected. Jesus lived that kind of life. He showed us that. He lived it. He witnessed it. He was the example for us. There was nothing expected about Jesus. Everything he taught, it amazed and shocked the crowds. Some of the things you know sitting there at home, you know, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, forgive those who have caused you harm. That is not normal. It's not expected. So there was nothing normal about Jesus. And when I think about this, I think the word normal should be offensive to the ears of Christians. It should be offensive when we hear that things like this, he's a typical Christian. What does that mean? Oh, she's just an ordinary Christian. Oh, there's a common Christian over there. A plain old garden variety Christian. That should be offensive. Normal. What is normal about it? Our verse for this series, we're in week number 3 of this new series that's called Ready for More. We're being prepared for more. I would say it like this for you today in light of that Romans 12 verse. We're being transformed for more. for something beyond normal. You may have not known it, but you're sitting there today and you are being transformed. You're being shaped into something else. You're being prepared for more. We're being made ready. Our key verse for this series is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. It says, "Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." We have the mighty power of God at work within us to accomplish what? A normal life? To accomplish a common, typical existence? No, to accomplish infinitely more. God is at work in you, not so you can just have a normal, typical, usual, common, expected life. God, the mighty power of God, is at work within you to do infinitely more than you think or imagine that he could do. I'll tell you, if I'm honest, I don't want to get back to normal. I don't want normal in my life. I want more. And that may sound offensive. It may offend you. It may be hard to hear saying, I don't want normal, but I don't want normal ever again. I don't want normal. I want more. What is a normal life anyway? I mean, what is a normal life? When we look at our lives, things change constantly. Whatever normal was a few years ago had already changed. Normal constantly changes. I think about just our life and the journey of life from being children. Then we grow up and we're young adults. We're single. We get married. We have kids. Maybe some of you at these different stages in your life, maybe you have babies at home. You're not sleeping much. You're waking up in the middle of the night. Then they're toddlers and they're drawing all over the furniture and putting stickers on the lamari. And then they get older and they're in school and your life is busy taking them to sports practice or musical lessons and tuition, and your calendar and your schedule is so full. And then those kids grow up and get older. Then they move out of the house. Then they get married. Then you become grandparents. What is normal? Things constantly change. I would say this: there is no normal life. There's just life. And you take the life you have and you live it to the fullest. You make the most of every opportunity, as we've read in the last several weeks in Scripture. And it's important for you to know that everyone's life is different. Everyone's life is different. That's why comparison is so dangerous. So many times we sit at home and we are comparing our lives to someone else's Instagram account. It's dangerous to compare. Everyone's different. I was thinking, and actually right before recording this service, we were talking about haircuts, talking about different haircuts and getting haircuts. I cut my own hair, by the way. Don't put any comments in the chat. But I cut my own hair, and I was thinking of a time, a story, before I was cutting my own hair. And I had a style I wanted. I knew what haircut I wanted from this movie. I hadn't even seen the movie. I just saw the poster, and I thought, man, that's what I want. And this is actually an embarrassing story, so, you know, I'm just opening up, sharing there with you at home. Don't laugh at me too hard. But on my phone, I took my phone to the salon, to the barbershop. And I had in there a picture of Brad Pitt. Now, I don't normally walk around with photos of Brad Pitt in my phone. I promise you, if we meet on the street, you can scroll through my phone. And this is just a little promo for our live Zoom hangout after services. We talked about this last Sunday. So that's just a little plug right there. Join us after service and you can hear some more inside stories and get to know each other more and get encouraged. So join us after this. But at that time, I took the photo. I showed the barber, hey, I want this haircut. I showed him the photo of Brad Pitt, as embarrassing as it was. So he gives me the haircut. When I get done, I look at the mirror and I'm checking out the thing, checking out the haircut, checking out the job that he's done. And I thought to myself, I look nothing like Brad Pitt. But you know what? It's okay, because I'm not Brad Pitt. And, you know, I just want to say hello to Brad Pitt. Hey, buddy, if you're watching the service today, God bless you and your family. No, he's probably not watching. But, you know, I was thinking we're different. I'm me. You're you. Other people are whoever they are. And we have different lives, and we're called to different things, and we have different passions and different giftings. We have different purposes. There is no normal life. There's just life. There's just life. We make the most of what we have, and we live it day by day. And if you live it with Jesus, you can find the more. You can find that infinitely more. There is more, and I have tasted it. And it is good. I'm here to encourage you today and to convince you that you don't want normal life. You want more. There's more. When there's more available, who wants normal? I don't want normal. I want more. And don't get me wrong. I can't wait till we're back in the church building. I can't wait till we're face to face. I can't wait till we have that awkward moment where we don't know how to greet and like, do I hug or knuckle pump or high five? You know, it's going to be awkward the first time we're back together. What do we do? And, you know, wave or whatever. But I look forward to that first Sunday we're back, and what a celebration it's going to be, and how exciting it's going to be back together. Hey, I'm praying for all of you and your businesses and your jobs and your finances and your kids' education. I want all of those things to be successful and all of those things to come back together and flourish. I want to walk into Lippo Plaza and order a Zinfutang brown sugar bubble milk tea. I mean, right there, I don't want to order it to my house. I want to get it in my hand when the bubbles are still hot. I want all of those things, but I don't want to go back to normal. I don't want to go back to normal. I don't want to love like normal. I want to love more. I don't want to give like normal. I want to give more. I don't want to serve like normal. I want to serve more. I don't even want to be thankful like normal. I want to be more thankful. I want to be more appreciative. I don't want normal. I want more. I'm ready for more. Tell someone sitting there with you, I'm ready for more. As I prayed and studied and prepared for this message this week, what I could hear God telling me was this simple phrase, and I felt like this is the title of the sermon. This is the main point for us this week and week three of Ready for More, is let go and hang on. Let go and hang on. If you want more, let go and hang on. You know, I like watching these TV shows. I don't know if you've seen Live PD, where the camera travels around with the police department and you see the crime that they're stopping and see them protecting the communities. And they have other shows similar to that, like Live Rescue, where they're rescuing people in trouble. And when I felt this in my spirit, let go and hang on, I remembered this episode I had seen. And it was on the area was this river with very fast moving waters. It was very rapid and dangerous, and the current was strong. And what had happened was a family had visited the river that day, and this young teenage girl had gotten out into the water, and the current took her. I mean, she thought she was a strong swimmer. She could get in the water and be okay. But man, it just pulled her out. She had no control, and she got out into the river and was just hanging on to this big rock. And she was stuck there, and she was just hanging on. The family's on the shore. They run down, and the dad tries to get into the water, and no one can get into the water because the water was too fast and too strong. So they had to call a rescue team. And so the rescue team comes, and they can't put boats into the water. The current's too fast. It's too dangerous. No one can swim out to get her. No one can get into the water. So they end up bringing in a helicopter. And the helicopter comes in and hovers over where this young girl is. And man, the water is just going like crazy. And the family on the side is crying, and they're so concerned and so worried. And she's just hanging on to this rock. The rescue guy drops a line down to her, drops a rope with a harness. And I remember he had to yell down to her, let go of the rock and hang on to the harness. Let go of the rock and hang on to this rope This girl was there in this desperate situation, and she was in a place where, in order to survive, in order to get where she needed to be, she was going to have to let go and hang on. And I remember watching this story play out, and it was hard for her to let go because everything around her was so scary and the water was so fast, and she had gotten adjusted to hanging on to this rock, that feeling of, I'm secure right here. I'm comfortable right here. I'm afraid of letting go, even though she had to know inside, I can't stay right here hanging on to this rock forever. This isn't where I need to be. I need to be there. And the only way to get there was for her to let go of what was comfortable at the moment and hang on to the harness, hang on to the rope that was going to take her where she needs to be. Let go and hang on. Is it scary to let go sometimes? Yes. But all of us are in a situation where we have been forced to let go of some things. Some of you may have been hanging on to some things that have been giving you false security for years. Maybe your confidence and your trust had been in your job or your career, in your skills, in your business, in your finances. Maybe it's been in something else. And in a crisis like this, sometimes you realize where I'm hanging on right now, it's not going to be steady for long. What I'm hanging on to right now, I can't stay here forever. It's scary to let go. Is it going to be scary to hang on to something else? Imagine her swinging to the shore. I mean, for that split second, that moment, letting go and hanging on somewhere else, that was scary. But is there any other way to get where you need to be other than letting go and hanging on? No, there's no other way. The only way is to let go. If we don't let go and hang on to Jesus, we can never get where we need to be. Letting go is never easy, but it is always necessary if we want more. Letting go sometimes is painful, but it is always necessary if you want more. We're all in a journey of life. We're going from yesterday to tomorrow. The only way to get to tomorrow is to let go of yesterday, to live today, and to look forward to tomorrow. There's a story in Scripture when we look at this and thinking about this idea of hanging on to Jesus. It's a conversation that Peter and Jesus had. And if you've been with us the last few weeks, you've realized we're focusing on the disciples because we are taking a journey with them from Easter to Pentecost. So I looked at this story this week in Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 25. It says, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you. I mean, imagine Peter, he's just doing what's normal. His friend tells him, his teacher tells him, his mentor tells him, hey, I've got to go in this direction and I'm going to suffer some things and it's going to be painful and it's going to be difficult and it's going to be hard, but I know this is the plan. This is God's will. This is the Father's will. This is the way I have to go. And Peter, just thinking normal, says, no, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you suffer. I'm not going to let you die. And look at what Jesus' response is. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. Why did Jesus seem so hard on Peter right there? I mean, that seems pretty hard to say, get behind me, Satan. But Peter was just thinking like a normal person. He didn't have God's ways in mind. He didn't have more in mind. He just had normal Peter was comfortable with the way things were. Peter didn't want Jesus to leave. Peter didn't realize that Jesus was not thinking about normal life. Jesus was thinking about more. So can I tell you, be careful who you listen to these days. Be careful who you're listening to, what words you're filling your life with. Don't let anyone make you stumble on this journey. Don't let anyone cause you to stumble moving from yesterday to tomorrow. Don't let anyone be a stumbling block as you're on this journey from normal to more. Don't be afraid. Don't listen to things that cause you to be fearful or negative and all those things that cause you to just feel like, I don't want to go on. I can't go on. It's not going to end well. I just want it to be normal. I just want things to go back to the way they were. I just want what was behind me. I don't want what's ahead. Well, Peter's telling Jesus that. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You're trying to make me stumble because I'm not going backwards. I'm going forward. I've got a destination that I'm going to. Nothing about Jesus was normal. It's not normal to die for someone else. It's not normal to take someone else's punishment on yourself. It's not normal to walk toward death when you could run away from it. It's not normal for God to come to earth and die for his people. It's not normal. Jesus, just stay here with us and let's live a normal life. Jesus didn't come for normal. He didn't come to bring you normal. He didn't come to bring me normal. Jesus came to bring us more. So if you let go and hang on, there is more. There is more. The sooner you do that, the sooner you'll be free. So let me encourage you with just two quick points. Number one, today is just part of my journey. It's not my destination. Whatever you're facing right now, whatever struggles, it could be financial, it could be business, it could be relationships, it could be a problem with your kids, a problem in your marriage. Whatever you are facing right now, today is just part of your journey. This is not your final destination. This is not the end. This is not where it stops. Today may seem hard, but this is not the final destination. Let go and hang on. There's more. Right now, you're on that journey from normal to more. Let go and hang on. You're learning to let go. You're learning to hang on to Jesus so you'll be ready for more. Journeys are not always easy. Life definitely is not. And I love this quote I read this past week. It's by Andy Stanley. It says, Christians have never believed in a God who doesn't allow bad things to happen to good people. Christians believe the worst possible thing happened to the best possible person. There's bad things that happen in our life. It doesn't mean God doesn't love you. It doesn't mean God has forgotten about you. Bad things just happen. We live in a fallen world. We live in a culture and a society that is full of sin and corruption all over the world. This life, this isn't it. This isn't the final destination. Bad things happen to everyone. Bad things happen to good people. The worst possible thing happened to Jesus. The torture and the being nailed to the cross. But Jesus didn't run from it. He was on a journey. That was not his final destination. He's not still on the cross. He's not still suffering. He is Lord and King, and he has been glorified. Your journey may seem hard right now, and I understand. I've suffered from many struggles and troubles in my life, on many difficult journeys in my life, but the destination is always worth the journey. When you have more, you're going to realize that was worth what the scripture refers to as this momentary trouble, this temporary trouble. I promise you that. Just hang on. The second point is this: I can and will make it through this present trouble. You should just say that wherever you are. I can and will make it through this present trouble. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, Paul writes this letter to the church, and he says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content or satisfied whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Paul said, I have learned a secret. I have learned a secret. Right? I've been in times in my life where I had plenty. I had everything I needed. Life was comfortable. Life was easy. And I was content and I was satisfied. I've had other moments in life where I had nothing and I was hungry and I was just as content, just as satisfied. Why? Because I've learned a secret. I've learned a secret. My happiness, my joy, my peace, my satisfaction in life has nothing to do with my own strength. It has nothing to do with the things around me. Paul's saying, hey, I have learned a secret. My strength comes from him. And I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I can do all things. I can do all things. Just let go and hang on to Jesus. You will have strength that you never knew you had. You will find joy in the midst of trouble, peace in the midst of chaos. I can do all things means this. I can lose my business and still praise him. I can face financial struggles and still lift up the name of Jesus and glorify him. I can find out my spouse is having an affair and I'm still going to follow Jesus. I can see that one of my kids is struggling and I'm still going to praise the Lord my God. I can face anything. I can go through this present trouble and my faith is not going to fall. My faith is not going to fail. I'm on a journey. I'm going somewhere. He is still the same. He's still the same. His love for me is still the same. His love for you is still the same. The Bible tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Man, that verse is so powerful. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. What are you facing right now? You can face it. You can face it if you let Jesus be your strength. That's the secret. I have learned the secret. Tell someone around you, I've learned a secret. Man, I've learned a secret. If I let go of the world and hang on to Jesus, I can have strength when I am weak. I can have joy when I'm in trouble. And I can have peace when it doesn't even make sense. Here's the secret. Number one, let go of the world and hang on to Jesus in times of trouble. In times of trouble, I let go of the world and hang on to Jesus. Here's the second part of that. In times of peace, I let go of the world and hang on to Jesus. That's the secret. You know, the second one is the hardest. When we're struggling, when we're in trouble, it's easy to say, okay, I'm letting go of everything. I'm going to hang on to Jesus. What happens when things go back and business is good again and the kids are in school and things start to be successful again? Are you going to go back to hanging on to that rock in the midst of the current? Are you going to go back to hanging on to those things that failed you during this time? Or are you going to say, you know what? Things are good right now, but I've learned a secret. I'm not trusting all of this around me. I'm still trusting him. I let go of this. I'm hanging on to Jesus. And let me close with this. Paul writes to the church in Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. He says, we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us. Let me encourage you today. I am confident. Just as Paul wrote this, I am confident that the one who raised Jesus from the dead will raise us from this trouble. The one who raised Jesus, we just celebrated that a few weeks ago. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is inside me. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you if you're a follower of Christ. And just as he raised Jesus, we will be raised. That's why I'm not afraid. That's why I'm not worried. There's no fear. I'm content. I'm satisfied because I let go years ago. I decided years ago, I don't want a normal life. I want more. I don't want typical, common, expected, usual. I want more. I want more. I let go years ago and learned the secret. I'm going to hang on to Jesus in trouble. and I'm going to hang on to Jesus when things are good. And just like that helicopter raised that young girl from trouble and set her feet on solid ground, Jesus is going to do that in your life. All you have to do is let go and hang on. Right where you are right now, is it okay if I take a moment and just pray for you? Let's close our eyes, and I want you to just think about this message. Think about the words that you've just heard. Think about what God is speaking to your heart. Think about the things that you've been worried about and the things that have been causing you to stumble and cause you to lose sleep. And while you think about those things and think about this idea of, can I let go of all of this? Can I hang on to Jesus knowing that he has more for me? Knowing that this isn't my final destination, but he knows where I need to be and he knows how to get me there. Here's how I want to pray for you. If you feel like you have been close to losing your grip, if you're facing some things right now, and hopefully this message has encouraged you, but maybe over the last few weeks, you would say, Pastor Chris, I really feel like I've been losing my grip. I've been trying to hang on to Jesus, but my faith has slipped a little bit. I need to recommit my life. I want to pray for you in a moment so you can recommit yourself, so you can hang on tighter, so you can strengthen your grip. For those of you who have lost your grip, maybe you've had a time during this season that you've completely let go of the one that can strengthen you. You've completely let go of the one that's going to get you to where you need to be, the one that's going to lead you to more. And you would say, Pastor Chris, I need to get back. I need to hang on again. I need to ask God for forgiveness. I need to ask Jesus to restore me. I quit hanging on. Whether you got scared or you got bored or whatever it is that caused you to go back to some of your old ways or spend this time trying to just be involved with sin instead of being involved with Jesus, and you just want to ask him to forgive you and help you to get your grip back on, I want to pray for you. And for those of you sitting there today, and maybe you've listened to this message and you're hearing the good news and you're realizing today that you have been hanging on to the wrong things your whole life. You realize today, I need to let go of all of that. And Pastor Chris, today I want to make a decision to let go and to hang on to Jesus for the first time. I want to pray for you. Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for the encouragement of Scripture. Jesus, I thank you for the example that you've set for us. Lord, I'm so thankful and so excited that you don't call us to normal. You call us to more. You haven't asked us to conform to normal, but you specifically teach us not to conform to the normal patterns of the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So Lord, today I pray that you are renewing our minds. Lord, I pray that fear is being erased from people's minds today. Worry is being erased. Lord, all of those things that have kept them up where they're trying to think, well, maybe if I can hang on to this or hang on to that or do this or do that, everything's going to be okay. I pray that today people will be able to just let go. Take a deep breath and hang on to you. And trust that you are going to bring them to a place where their feet are going to be planted again on solid ground. Lord, for those at home that are saying, my grip is slipping. My grip's been slipping. I'm trying to teach the kids. I'm trying to take care of this and that. I'm trying to handle business from home and I'm slipping. I've been slipping. Father, I pray that you would strengthen them today. That they would stop trying to rely on their own strength, but realize that secret that Paul learned. I can do all things through the strength of Jesus, through him who gives me strength. Lord, that we wouldn't rely on our own strength to get through this. If we rely on our own strength, we will not make it. But if we hang on to you, Jesus, we're going to get through to the other side. Lord, for those who have said, I really have failed, I completely let go of Jesus. I completely let go of my faith. Lord, I pray right now that you would forgive them. Lord, as they ask for your help so they can repent and they can turn from that, turn back to you and hang on again. Lord, I pray that you would restore them and give them the strength they need. And Lord, for anyone sitting at home and right now they're saying, I need to hang on to Jesus. I've realized everything I've held on to, everything I've been hanging on to in my life has been shaken and I realize nothing has been secure. I need to let go and I need to hang on to Jesus. Lord, right where they're sitting today, I pray that you would comfort them, that you would be with them as they say, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe you came and died for me. I believe you did things that were so unexpected, so unnormal to come and save me, that God would come to earth in the flesh to save his creation. And I'm thankful. Save me today. Forgive me of my sins. I want to follow you. I want to hang on. I'm letting go of the things I've been hanging on to, and I want to hang on to you. And Jesus, my last prayer today is for anyone sitting at home and they're facing difficult situations. Lord, I want them to be encouraged again today that they can do this. They can keep moving forward. They can face this business crisis. They can handle this financial situation. They can handle what's going on with the kids. They can handle this struggle in their marriage. They can do all things through him who gives us strength. And we praise you, Lord. We thank you for strengthening us. We thank you for being a God who is with us and near to his people. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, man, I hope you feel encouraged at home. I'm so glad to have this time with you this week. Hey, click on the link for the Zoom lobby hangout. If you want to hang out for a few minutes and chat, me and Pastor Carrie will be there. We'll be so happy to see your faces and just hang out for a little bit. Other than that, God bless you guys. We love you. We'll see you again next week.
This is the end of the message today. Thank you again for listening to our podcast.